From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Researchers conducting an aerial survey off the coast of New England last week sighted a rare gray whale, which had been considered extinct in the Atlantic Ocean for more than 200 years. The New England Aquarium aerial survey team was flying about 30 miles south of Nantucket, an island off Cape Cod, on March 1st, when they saw an unusual whale repeatedly diving and surfacing, appearing to be feeding. The plane circled the location for about 45 minutes and captured some photos. After analyzing the photos, the researchers confirmed that it was a gray whale. The species is distinctive for its lack of a dorsal fin, instead featuring a dorsal hump, as well as mottled gray and white skin. Orla O'Brien, associate research scientist in the Anderson Cabot Center for Ocean Life at the New England Aquarium, said, "I didn't want to say out loud what it was because it seemed crazy." O'Brien, who has been flying aerial surveys since 2011, showed the photos to research technician Kate Lamy, who was also in the plane. And Lamy said, "My brain was trying to process what I was seeing because this animal was something that should not really exist in these waters. We were laughing because of how wild and exciting this was to see an animal that disappeared from the Atlantic hundreds of years ago." Although gray whales are commonly seen in the North Pacific Ocean, they disappeared from the Atlantic in the 18th century, in part due to heavy whaling at the time, according to the aquarium. In the last 15 years, however, there have been 5 sightings of gray whales in Atlantic and Mediterranean waters. Researchers believe the whale they saw was the same whale spotted off the coast of Florida in December of last year. Scientists say the gray whales likely made their way back to the Atlantic through the Northwest Passage, which connects the Atlantic and Pacific through the Arctic Ocean. Due to rising global temperatures, the Northwest Passage has been free of ice during the summer in recent years, allowing whales to travel through it for the first time. O'Brien said that this sighting highlights how important each survey is. The ocean is a dynamic ecosystem, and you never know what you're going to find. Sightings of gray whales in the Atlantic serve as a reminder of how quickly marine species respond to climate change, given the chance. That's all for now. There are more stories like this one, along with regional forecasts, that you can find at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.